Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com. It is July the 23rd, 2020, and I have the honor to have Professor James Fetzer on with me, whistleblower, ex-captain in the Marine Corps, one badass character. I mean, he's got character. Take him on the Sandy Hook and all the other stuff that's happened to him. It's bizarre. With that said, Jim, how are you today?
Good, Stu. Good, good, good. We're getting a lot of excellent reports, including, for example, from True Pundit, which has explained how a top medical insider from the massive U.S. healthcare system has blown the roof off of the COVID-19 scamdemic, explaining the internal numbers are all rigged for profit, greed, and politics. We know now that the CDC has been switching the numbers, playing games with us, counting people who have antibodies as COVID-19 when the antibodies can come from the common cold. In fact, that was the genius of this entire scam, Stu, that they were talking about a coronavirus when coronavirus is the most common virus because it's the common cold virus. And anyone who, in fact, has ever had a cold could easily have the antibodies that would show up in one of these tests. There's never been the ability to isolate this specific virus, and therefore all the talk about vaccines seemed to be completely absurd from a medical point of view, because if you can't isolate the virus, you can't develop a vaccine specific to the virus. So, I mean, those are a couple of the basics of what we're up against.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. And I watch, and monitor the media, different networks. I don't have cable, but the CBS, ABC, NBC type, see what the stooges are saying. And Nora, I use the word, I don't like to call her what I feel about her, but Nora O'Donnell had Bill Gates on. Now, the nurses, folks, call Bill Gates Needle Dick Gates. He wants to put his needle on everybody. Now, this guy's a sinister bastard. He's killed over a million people. And he came on her show and then says, she says at the very end, oh, on the exclusive interview, you can see on CBS News here on our website. And she says, there's rumor that, and there's a debunk, he debunks this rumor that there's a chip inside his vaccination, she says. Now, that's a spin. That was her intentional spin on this. But let me tell you something, folks. They want to mark everybody, credit, debit, and a DNA changer. Now, Jim, I see this guy as very dangerous. I see as October the timeline just before the election of trying to make everybody take a vaccination. Folks, listen to this. These are the titles on my website right now. Tonic water, possible cure for coronavirus. A shot a day they're giving people in nursing homes of tonic water because it's got quinine in it. Vitamin D, possible cure for coronavirus. They just came out with this. Mainstream, Harvard, the whole bit. That coronavirus, vitamin D is something people are lacking, which is sunlight. Also, liquid vitamin D cured me of psoriasis, folks. Part of the problem I have because I'm lactose intolerant or whatever they call it. I don't drink milk or eat ice cream, and vitamin D's in there. Now, the EPA, listen to this. The EPA approves two Lysol products as first to effectively kill the Nova coronavirus on surfaces. Now, I put that up on my website back in January, the end of January, showing a copy of a Lysol can and said it kills coronavirus. Now, the EPA comes out and says this. I think people should listen. Tonic water, vitamin D, and Lysol. And you're right. This is a common cold. They made an epidemic about it. Now, I've got to get this other one up, which is a doctor talking about breathing in the masks, how it cuts 20% of your oxygen level straight across the board. I don't know. It may be higher, Jim. You've been following this.
Oh, it's a very serious. These masks are extremely dangerous. There's a huge amount about it. I have a lot on my blog about it. But what they don't admit is how much damage it can do to human beings and other living things, particularly damaging to children. It's going to put strain on your cardiovascular system from the lack of oxygen. It's not going to replenish the red blood cells. It's going to kill brain cells. I'm projecting a 5% drop in the average IQ of Americans as a consequence. We had a runner in Wuhan, interestingly, from which the virus was supposed to have originated, ran 2.5 miles with a mask on and collapsed with his lung depleted. His heart had moved to the center of his chest. It was lucky he survived. These are slow motion killing machines, and it lends some credence, I think, to the military industrial website Deagle's projection that by 2025, the population of the U.S. will have dropped from 330 million today to less than 100 million in fewer than 5 years, Stu. This I find profoundly troubling.
Yeah, it is. And the problem is, it isn't a coronavirus, folks. I reported on this back on my website. I think you reported. 5G is what the problem is. This 5G network system that they have set up is electrocuting everyone. It's very serious. When you have women in Bakersfield, California, that was on my site, if you go to stuweb.com, radio bar, scroll down where it says Amber the Nurse, 2 periods per month. She found 100 women in Bakersfield doing the same thing after they installed 5G towers in her neighborhood. Now, her brain began to shrink. She started bleeding out of her ear, and that was the same thing that was going on in China when they cranked it up to its max. The human body cannot take it. Now, people need to start a petition. I mean, I'm talking worse than petition. If we have to take out, I mean, I've showed pictures on my website of 5G towers being torched. It's very easy to do. All it takes is gasoline on the base of it. It takes care of the problem. We've got a big dilemma here of what they're doing. And this is, when the schools were closed, they were installing 5G in the schools. Why, folks? Send your kids back to school and electrocute them? Why are they chipping everybody? Why do they want the kids all vaccinated and everybody, because they're putting metal in? And if you look at the chemtrails, and I saw an autopsy, a picture of one, I tried to grab it, it wasn't there any longer, on the local TV station that showed an x-ray of a corpse, somebody who had died of the coronavirus. Not only did their brain shrink, supposedly, but their lungs were glowing, and they said they had some kind of metal in their lungs. Now, that's the chemtrails. That's how they're lighting this up. And we need to stop this crap, Jim. I'm telling the people that we need to get involved in stopping this 5G crap and the chemtrails, the things that are killing us hard.
Stu, of course, 100%, you're 100% right. Now, what's happening here is that they've contrived a phony problem, the coronavirus pandemic, for which they can provide a fake solution, what in terms of the lockdowns and the social distancing and the wearing of masks. It's having devastating consequences. Suicides are going up. Domestic violence is increasing. Child abuse is on the rise. We're going to have loss of education, which can never be remedied. Virtual education is a farce. There are types of activities, artistic and theatrical performance, that can be successfully conducted by virtual education, but as a former professor with 35 years experience in the classroom, there's no substitute for direct interaction with students. And I guarantee you at the lower levels, they will not learn. We're heading a massive setback to the United States from an educational point of view, not to mention the economic ramifications, which are simply overwhelming. It's clear now that this Governor Newsom, who's a left-wing fanatic, is shutting down the state completely, every aspect.
Salons,
bars. Go ahead, Stu.
Nancy Pelosi's nephew.
Yes, Pelosi's nephew. Salons, bars, gymnasium, you know, virtually everything. It's not even clear whether the NFL is even going to have a season. And all this claim about racial, you know, animus in the United States is about as absurd as it gets. I mean, stop and think about it. We elected a black man president not just once, but twice. The highest paid entertainers in the United States and therefore in the world are black entertainers. The highest paid athletes are black athletes. Anyone who tells you there's racial animus in the United States has their head where the sun doesn't shine, Stu. It's outrageous. But the Democrats are panic-stricken. That there was a poll from Rasmussen back in December showing that 40% of black likely voters were supporting Trump. There's been a more recent poll showing 37% are standing fast, which is within the margin of error. So, you know, the Democrats are trying to play all these games in the hope they're going to bring back black voters, but it ain't working. Not only that, but the fact that they're so lawless in cities like Seattle and Portland, where the mayors are so weak and feeble that the president is even having to send in federal forces to maintain law and order, displays the disgrace of the Democratic Party today. It is contemptible.
They're saying on TV this morning that that mayor in Oregon got shot in the face with some tear gas by some federal agents.
Well, he went out and joined the Antifa Black Lives Matter mob. He thought he would be welcome. Instead, they jostled him. They spat on him. They told him he ought to resign. These guys are pathetic.
No, it's called politicians, folks. What? I'm sorry, Jim.
Sue, that's what they want to do for the whole United States. Just look at Seattle and Portland. That's what the Democrats want to do to every city in the United States.
I know. They want to make it lawless. And they want that. And they want a mail-in ballot from every place in the United States. I mean, this election is going to be such a fraud. In every address, there's going to be a registered voter. That's bull. How many illegals do we have here? How many people that aren't registered to vote? I mean, good God, the way they got this system set up between that and the Westar satellite system that Daddy Bush owned and controlled, Raytheon, E-Systems, Dallas, Westar satellite that steals the elections. Also shoots you with sonar. It's a dangerous weapon. And the President of the United States needs to take that company away from that animal and its family. But we're not going to have an election. Now, I put up some stories, one of them, about this election that's coming up. Again. And I think she is a profound writer. I mean, I give her credit. I've met a lot of journalists over the years. I talked to a lot of them. And I'm, you know, hopefully I'll be talking to her in the interview. And I think you have Whitney Webb. Now, she put out a story on how the government and media are preparing America for a failed 2020 election. I thought it was a pretty good story. Now, that's up on StuWebb.com. I put part of it up and
Stu, talk about it. I'd love to hear more about it.
Well, it's all, if you go into it, it gets into all the government agencies that are involved in it and the mainstream media, and she covers it, how they've already covered their asses to ensure that this is going to be a failed coup. Now, Nancy Pelosi comes out just after this article comes out, shortly thereafter, I think it's 3 days ago or something, make some announcement that on January the 1st, she's going to take over the presidency and kick Trump out of there because this is going to be a one-sided election, okay? I mean, insane people. Now, there's further stuff that points to this, okay, that she also did. Now, she talked about how an Israeli spy family tech firm gained access to U.S. government's most classified networks. Now, if you remember Inslaw, and that was the promise software, if you ever understood that or anything, Jim. I know Bill Hamilton, okay? I talked to him a couple of years ago. He gave me a document showing the government had stolen it. Bush was involved in his national security advisor at the time, Donald Gregg, and a whole bit. But Bill McCoy is quite famous. He worked with Terry Reid, Gene Chip Tatum, myself, a whole bunch of people, and helped people. And he's a former DOD Inspector General, Assistant Inspector General, that caught Chichi Quantera on the border of Canada after they had murdered Kennedy, chased him down there. And he told him, he said, Bill, he says, if you arrest me, he says, you will be dead in your family within 24 to 48 hours. Well, Bill didn't know how big it was, but Defense Intelligence, I mean, the head of Department of Defense at the time was involved with FBI and Mossad and everybody. I mean, when you really come down to the Kennedy murder, but he chased him down. Bill, this was a fair article that she wrote on the Hamiltons and Inslaw and what happened to it. And I think everybody should look at this. And it's on my website as well. Now, I put four of them up here because these were masterpieces, in my opinion. The Maxwell family business, espionage, alleged Salsa's family assailant previously worked for U.S. intelligence, Israel Intelligence Linked. Now, I know that Whitney Webb works with former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, a friend of mine. I've met with her over 911 right here in Kansas City one time. She offered me a job as an aide. I said, can I work from my house? No, you got to come to Washington. I said, I'd be suicided within 10 days. I'll pass on that one. But I've had her on, and she talked about how APAC, the American-Israeli Pact, controls everybody and the elections. And people need to listen to that interview. It's up on the Stu Webb radio bar. Go down and listen to Cynthia McKinney. Because I know she's working on a book with Whitney Webb. And I'm aware of things that have popped out because of this situation about Inslaw, because Whitney wouldn't have known too much about the Hamilton family. But it's a fairly good article, and you ought to read it to understand what has happened to this country. We have been taken over, and we need to take it back. And how you do it, in my opinion, is you arrest politicians. Now, Jim, on the previous show, you brought up a code that you filed against the Wisconsin governor, I believe it was. I think it was 18 U.S.C. 242, which is a form of treason sedition.
Well, I think that would be someone other than me, but I brought up that it is an appropriate thing to do. I haven't filed such a suit, no.
Oh, I thought you had filed something, but under 18 U.S.C., I think it was 242,
yeah,
is a form of treason sedition that people can bring against your public officials. Look, mandates are not laws. You can tell them, stick your middle finger up to it, the mask and all this stuff, okay? It is not law on the books in the state, mandate of a mask. They would have to have the Congress and the Senate of that state, the representatives of that state, change the law to make it a law that you would be required then to wear a mask. Otherwise, you can't be forced to wear a mask. Now, businesses are doing this. Walmart's different places got to have masks. All these Hy-Vees, all the places are doing this now. It's their business. They're operating their business. Now, it's up to you to whether you want to go in and get groceries or not, really, is what it amounts to. But out in public, you can do whatever the hell you want to do, in my opinion. And I think it's ridiculous we even have to put a mask on to go inside the grocery stores.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Stu, but that's the way they're operating. They're going with the herd, and they're doing no research. They're just accepting everything they're being told. It's completely outrageous. We even now have the president had to say, talking about wearing masks and about vaccine, where the vaccine, it looks like, is going to be extremely dangerous. It's going to be a type of vaccine that no one has never been used on any human being before. They're doing all this stuff without suitable safety measures. A number of us are very disturbed by this, but I think in part it's because Trump feels that when November rolls around, if you don't wear a mask, you might not be allowed to vote in various precincts, and therefore it would be a way to filter out all of his voters, where it looks to me as though he's headed for a landslide absent mail-in votes. Now, there's been a tremendous amount of polling going on, of course, that's shown that he's supposed to be running behind Biden, who's brain damaged. But there was a new poll showing Trump had a surge and regained like 8 or 9 or 10 points. Now, what I think has been going on is that these polls have been undervaluing Trump by 8, 9, or 10 points because they know Google is going to bring in about 10% of the vote for Biden. So they're trying to set it up as though Biden should be expected to have a margin of that order magnitude when the vote occurs, which is complete fabrication. But it's because the Democrats are so desperate, the only way they can win is by cheating on a massive scale, heretofore totally unprecedented. And your points about mail-in ballots are impeccable. That's the simplest way for them to manufacture an artificial, fake, fraudulent victory in November.
Yep. Well, we got vaccination. They're talking by October sometime and pushing Bill Gates on the news now. I mean, these people, it's not only the politicians we have a problem with, which is all public servants. Those are politicians, folks. We have a problem with the media because the crime syndicate, the Bush, Clinton, Milman crime syndicate, I used to call it. Now it's the Mizell crime syndicate along with it. The problem is they bought out Hollywood. And when they bought up all the Hollywood back in the early 90s, they bought up ABC, CBS, NBC. They already had the Cocaine News Network, CNN, and they already had Fox, which was the Israeli network that they proffered up through Rupert Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch proffered up Fox News with drug money from Silverado. I'm aware of that, and they did it with Ted Turner and CNN. They bought stock and bought into the company, set them up. But they control. Now, these news broadcasters have to be arrested. First time they
Stu, that might have been true in the past. Would you believe Tucker Carlson has been the most successful broadcaster of late? He's completely independent. He calls it like he sees it. I recommend him highly. He's averaged for the first time in cable history. He's averaged over 4 million viewers for a whole quarter. And Fox is not an Israeli website. It may have been founded that way, but I guarantee you 100% that is not true today.
Well, there has been a shift with Fox News pertaining to Trump and pertaining to that area. Now, for whatever reason, we could go back in and probably even look at the ownership, but it was controlled by Denver. Here's the point. And Tucker Carlson, I had on Russ Wittenberg last week, and he commented about it because he likes Tucker, and he's saying he's doing a good job, and that's good, okay? I saw with Sean Hannity for a while. Otis Johnson Super Spook used to call Sean Hannity Lugerhead because if you mention Bush, he just jumps to attention. You know, immediately, oh, Bush can't do any harm. But he was trained that way because they were paid back then. But if Fox News is doing something good, don't arrest them, folks. But these treasonous punks, oh, man, some of these other networks, these people, when the hammer comes down, because we the people are going to have to drop the hammer, in my opinion, we need to show force once again through arrests. Like we showed force across this nation pertaining to Virginia first, then going back in to arrest the governor second in Virginia 10 days or 14 days later. And in between, we had, I think, with seven other capitals got surrounded saying no more lockdown for people with guns. We need to start going for the arrest of politicians. It's real easy.
So you got to watch out how you recommend people do things that they really aren't prepared to do. I think that's a real issue.
Okay.
So
yes,
you
got
to watch it. It's always a pleasure to be on with you, my friend. I'm grateful for these opportunities.
No problem. But, Jim, it comes down to people are going to have to do their research on this 18 U.S.C. 242 and look at what the mandates are and so forth. So get creative. Find an attorney. Get creative in your own state and start removing these punks. 4, 5, or 10 of you throw a little cash together to pay an attorney to draft you up the charges to do recall against and pull them out of office. Simple. Find their peccadilloes, how they got paid off. With that said, Jim, I want to thank you for being on with me. You got any last words? Thank you, Jim.